With 4 days left until the New Hampshire primary, polls show a widening lead for John Kerry. And it was Kerry today who called for anger, saying it's time to get angry and restore real democracy. Meanwhile, polls show Howard Dean running second, and throughout the week, he's been trying to shed an angry image.
Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean joins us from upstairs at Martha's Exchange Restaurant in Nashua, New Hampshire. Governor Dean, over the past 24 hours, you were on primetime with Diane Sawyer, with your wife, who had joined you in Iowa. You read the top 10 on David Letterman. When other politicians have done such things, they said they're trying to reinvent themselves. Is that what you're doing, or if not, what's happening?
No, I'm not really reinventing myself. What I'm really doing is trying to get the message out, the message that if we really want to change America, we're going to have to change the whole Washington culture, not just presidents. And it's hard to do that when the media is running tapes of you hooting and hollering in Iowa every 10 minutes, so we just thought I'd laugh at that.
This has been a problem, all of the attention given to that speech you made.
It's not a real problem. It's just the problem is getting the message out.
Much of President Bush's State of the Union address the other night was about Iraq. He is going to run very strongly, it seems, on what he has done not only in Afghanistan but also in Iraq. Do you still stand by the judgment that Americans are no safer for the capture of Saddam Hussein?
That's absolutely correct. And the evidence is that a few weeks after his capture, we found the spectacle of commercial airliners being escorted into American airspace by jet fighters, American fighters. We found that we'd hit 500 in the terms of the death toll in Iraq, and it was very clear that we were no safer. And the reason we were no safer was not that Saddam is a nice man. The reason we were no safer is because the wrong target. If we had put 500 lives and $160 billion on the line to get rid of Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda, America would be a great deal safer.
For much of the past year, we've regarded you on the basis of polling as the front runner in New Hampshire. And now we regard you on the basis of the same polling as the guy who slipped down into second place and has been slipping. Must you win in New Hampshire? Is it vital to your presidential campaign to show that you can win in the state next door to the state you come from?
It's not vital. If you told me I was going to come in second in New Hampshire a year ago, I would have been delighted. You know, I was the front runner for a long time. The price that the front runner pays is to have intense media scrutiny and of course, become the pincushion for all the other candidates. I'm not the front runner anymore. It's kind of nice to not to be running as the front runner. But we're going to work really hard to try to come back. The message that I have is a message that I think people from New Hampshire really like, which is tell the truth, don't promise everything to everybody, and be fiscally conservative. All those I fit well with, and they know me because I have lived next door for so long.
Before I let you go, I just want to return to this to your efforts to get beyond the replaying of that speech in Iowa the other night. Were we seeing you enjoying yourself? Were we seeing a side of you at that moment that you had concealed up until this point in the campaign? Explain to us who that Howard Dean was who was giving out that yell.
The best way you can explain is to look at the tape and turn the sound off. It was in some ways a joyful
moment. We can't do that
moment.
On radio, you understand.
There were 3,500 kids there, all waving American flags. We had not done as well as I'd hoped in Iowa. I felt that it was my obligation to those kids who'd spent 3 weeks coming from all over the country. But I thought I owed them something. I owed them to pump them up. I owed them some fun. And that's what we had. And was it presidential? Of course it wasn't presidential. But I'm not presidential at a hockey game. When my son scores, I jump up and down also. And so, you know, I'm not perfect. I'm an ordinary human being. And this campaign is about putting ordinary human beings back in charge of America instead of big corporations, which is what's going on now.
And are you, by the way, disappointed that in Iowa, at least, more young voters and more first-time voters weren't coming out for you in the caucuses? More of them seemed to come out for John Kerry. What happened?
I think when there's a momentum switch, there's a momentum switch. And again, taking that pounding for 6 or 8 weeks as the front runners didn't help. But now we're in New Hampshire. We're looking forward. Things are turning around. And we'll just have to see how they go for the next 4 years. Yep. 4 days. and hopefully 4 years as well.
Governor Dean, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks so much.
Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean speaking to us from Nashua, New Hampshire.